Hello, good night. Is there Candace?
There is, and who are you?
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion service and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, in this case... Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it is still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100% vote, definitely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent, or in something else?
Democrat.
A strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
The only one, Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age? Mm-hmm.
74.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next one is, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number
10.
Between 0 and 10. Okay, thank you.
10.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve 100%.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Yeah, somewhat or strongly?
That's my only two categories, somewhat or strongly. I'll go strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education?
Very important. 10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
10.
Banning TikTok?
Five.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border security?
Boy, I have comments on these. protecting the border. Nine.
Okay, thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Nine.
Thank you. Banning assault weapons?
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable to, sorry, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Elon Musk, for example?
50.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay, thank you. And Mike Johnson?
25.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
85.
Thank you. Then Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
20.
TikTok?
25.
Meta slash Facebook?
I don't really care about that. 0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
That's pretty good. I'd say 90.
90?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, the phone is clicking funny. I didn't get what you just said.
Democrats in Congress? In Congress, sorry?
Are you talking about House of Representatives and or Senate or what? Separate or together?
Together. I mean Democrats in the Congress.
They could do better. 75.
Thank you so much. Donald Trump?
Oh, God, a 0.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He's done everything he said he was going to do. He's helped the economy. He has helped students with their student loans. He has attempted to do immigration, but Congress won't pass things because of Trump. He has helped with the gun laws. Inflation, he has helped. He helped with COVID. He helps with the environment, EPA. He has helped with climate control. And he does a good job in foreign affairs, diplomat.
Okay, thank you so much for that. In this case, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
How am I supposed to rate that?
In this case, we have the options a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all.
Not much.
Thank you. And right now we have completed more than half of the survey, so thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and society or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
It'll be somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Somewhat of a threat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
They should be regulated more.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security the U.S. government U.S. law enforcement, foreign tech companies, big U.S. Tech companies, China, Russia, or North Korea?
Russia.
Russia. Thank you. Second. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? For example, YouTube? You use it... Sorry?
Rarely. YouTube, rarely.
Rarely. Okay, we have the options multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all.
Less than once a month.
Okay, Facebook?
I don't know. Once a day. I don't know if that was one of your options.
We have multiple times a day, about once a day.
About once a day.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. TikTok?
Never. Zero.
Okay, thank you. Instagram?
Zero.
And X, or formerly Twitter?
Zero.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. And Meta keep its users' data secure. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with that statement?
I really don't understand your statement. I don't know if I heard it correctly.
Okay.
Can you say it again?
Yeah, sorry about that. In this case, the statement says Meta, that would be, well, Facebook, keeps its users' data secure. So you are agree or disagree with
it? Disagree. Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
No.
Okay, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. TikTok, keep its users' data secure?
Strongly disagree.
Meta plays a negative role in society?
Yes, agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. TikTok plays a negative role in society?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And X or Twitter plays a negative role in society?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, yes a lot, a little, or not her?
When was yes a lot and what was the next one?
Yes a lot, and the other one is yes a little.
I've heard a little. There's not been enough information out yet.
Okay, good.
Not that I don't listen to it. I don't think it's there.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I would vote for it. I would vote for them.
Okay. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. And what do you think about what's Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
The destruction of information to teenagers.
Okay, we have here these options. The first one says they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. Ooh. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They are playing politics. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. Those are the options.
Yeah, a lot of them. I don't like the influence it has over children.
Children, okay.
For
thank
one.
You.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Print newspaper or magazines, music and entertainment sites, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, national evening network, TV news, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, local TV news, YouTube, talk, or news radio, cable.
Mm-hmm. Local and cable news.
Okay, local TV news. And
okay, and cable, yes.
And cable, okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married, 54 years.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children in my house.
Oh, in your house, no.
No, they're married, gone.
Okay, thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation, for your opinion. Believe me, it's really important for us. So thank you so much for that, and have a wonderful night.
Well, I wish that I had been able to speak a few more times about certain things, because I do feel very strongly about a lot of different things in what's happening in the world. So I appreciate it, and I hope it does help you.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion and for that, okay? Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.